We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama will duke it out in the college football playoff. And so, Joe, the question is very simple. As the teams were announced, I think, right after noon, about 12:30 yesterday afternoon, as a matter of fact, did the committee get it right?
Yes, they did. As we spoke about last week, and you didn't like it. A lot of callers didn't like it. I said a playoff without Alabama would be a sham. And I'm going eye test. I can't go resume. I admit that.
I said if Wisconsin had won and Alabama had somehow still gotten in over them, that would have been a travesty.
You were saying a couple of things. You didn't say Ohio State, too, over Alabama?
No. Not even if they had won, I don't think.
They did win.
Or not even if Wisconsin had won or they had won or whatever. I was saying Bama, as long as Wisconsin didn't win, Bama belonged.
I think Bama belonged even over Georgia. That's my take. And I'm just going eye test because I think that's part of it. And
let me ask
that
you
was
something.
Part of it. That was your test last year for USC, right?
I know. Let me ask you something, though, because I'll even walk back. Alabama is one of the four best teams, I think. But I feel like I'm saying that because I either see the scores and it's them routing some like middle-of-the-road SEC team or them scoring usually a pretty convincing win. And there's a certain way that they win, a physical dominance that's attached to it that always looks more impressive. Then I think about what I've heard people saying, though. They didn't really play anyone great. The one time they played a team that was on their level in the Iron Bowl, they got physically whooped up on in the second half. And I know it's on the road, and I know it's this, that, or the other. But if you're somebody that's going to take the fact that Bama's there every year out of the equation, because really their year-to-year greatness should not matter. It should be this year's resume. They don't have much of one other than everyone knows that Bama is usually one of the four best teams. So they sort of should be in there. I mean,
well,
Auburn thumped
okay,
them, man.
When I look at your record versus the top 30, for example, and that's what goes into Jeff Sagarin's ratings, they're 3-1. So is Georgia. Now, Georgia's 2-1 against the top 10. I get that. Penn State, 3-2 against the top 30. Clemson, 7-0. But what I look at, Molsey, again, I just said it. I can't defend necessarily the resume. I'm looking at the eye test. And by the way, this idea that they you know refuse to play anybody, they open the season against the number 3 ranked team in their in the country, in Florida State, and Florida State had their star quarterback for 3.5 quarters, and Alabama pounded them that night.
Be that as it may, doesn't the fact that Florida State got, I mean, stomped, not just beaten, stomped without their quarterback, yes, but by teams like Boston College.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. What happens without their quarterback, I don't know.
But I know that, let me put it this way, the fact that they got beaten that badly by a team that mediocre most years maybe calls into question whether or not their roster was as good as people thought it was.
It does. It calls that into question, but you know how big a difference a quarterback makes. I understand.
I'm
going eye test, the same as my friend Malzi did last year by picking USC.
I think they got it right this year, but I don't feel great about it. Let me put it this way. When I actually read arguments against Bama being in it, I start to feel less and less good about it. And I think this is going to be the thing, too. I don't think they're going to win this first matchup. A lot of people probably think it's the de facto title game against Clemson. I don't think they beat Clemson, man.
Clemson's got a better defense than they had last year. Not as good of a quarterback, I still
Brian's
don't think.
Pretty good, though, as far
He's
as
good.
Dual threat. And Clemson has, and if there's one team, and maybe this is why so many people think Bama should be in it, there's a fear factor surrounding them. Saban's machine rolls into town and crushes people. If there's one team that happily looks down the barrel of that and says, no big deal, it's Clemson. Like, I just...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they've blown out Alabama.
No,
they beat them once and they lost to them once.
But they play them on very even terms. And there's no sense that Clemson's going to get overwhelmed in a game against Alabama like people, I think, assume happens
to others. Of course
not,
but that's not the point here. The point is, should Alabama even be there? And for the last time, I'm saying that I happen to believe that they're one of the best four teams in the country. Jeff Sagarin has them number one in the country right now. And I'm trying to figure out how, because he's a computer guy and their schedule rank is 56th strength of schedule in the country. So how does he have them number one?
Maybe he's doing some fuzzy math to get them there.
I don't know.
So much of what they are feels like it's wrapped up in a certain sense of mystique surrounding them, though. They're so good most of the time. They never seem to have – they never get blown out, first off.
Well, they are 11-1.
I know, but I'm saying year by year, they never seem to get routed by anyone. If they get beat, somebody might beat them, but it's not like by four touchdowns. They destroy almost everyone that's average or below, and even some very good teams at times. It just seems like there's a mystique. The problem I have with this – is that it's very obvious that winning your conference or doing whatever doesn't matter that much or matters less and less. And it feels like they're trying to assess or put a certain level of or a certain set of criteria on who should make it and then sort of scrapping that when they decide, wait a minute, is Alabama better than such and such? Yes, they are.
Well, who should be in over them? Like, you're saying Ohio State?
No, I'm saying nobody should. I'm saying the committee has, like, certain things. I think they want conferences, winning your conference, prioritized. Alabama doesn't even win its division in the SEC.
Neither did Ohio State last year.
I know. I get that. And that sort of makes me think that I was wrong in even touting Ohio State over Penn State. Maybe the best way to do it is this. You have all five conference title winners, if you're going to have this be a Power 5 exclusive thing, which is going to open up its own set of problems. All five of them play. The two lowest-rated champions have to play in.
No, that idea sucks. Let's talk about why next.
Then fix it.
I will.
Oh, this should be good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.